This is Ted Kennedy. Congress and the White House are on a collision course over the first big legislation of 1989, raising the minimum wage. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, is this fight really necessary? Congress and the Bush administration are at odds over the minimum wage. The president has already threatened to veto any bill that crosses the line he's drawn in the dirt. But that line is unfair. For the first time in the 50-year history of the minimum wage, they want to undermine it with a sub-minimum wage, applicable to all workers for the first 6 months they're on the job. The administration calls that a training wage, Al, but that's preposterous. There's no requirement for any training. Under the administration's own numbers, a realistic training period for minimum wage jobs is 30 days at most, not 6 months. The minimum wage is the most effective anti-poverty program we have. Ask the administration to start supporting it, Al, and stop subverting it with a phony training wage.
Ted, it's not phony, for unless the minimum wage increase is kept to a minimum and coupled with a training wage, it will only cost America. And those costs will be borne only by the working poor, those on fixed incomes, employers, the American consumer, and even the poor, and it is, federal government. If employers have to raise the wages, they'll be forced to hire fewer workers and raise their prices. For each 10% increase in the minimum wage, between 100,000 and 200,000 jobs are lost. As the prices rise, those who have the toughest time meeting ends are the poor and those on fixed incomes. The minimum wage is not some fail-safe anti-poverty gimmick. In fact, the poverty level in this country has gone down while the real value of the minimum wage declines. You seem to like to make this your cause, Ted, but you have no basis in fact at all to support the increase. Just emotion. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on using taxpayer funds when we promised we wouldn't. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.